In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That you still have enough time and enough people trying to bootlick out there that you can go ahead and rewrite this thing if you want to.
Yeah, and I think that's so it's funny. That was going to be my initial reaction of just how much of the idea that Kevin could be done in Cleveland is just... my initial reaction ended up being bye. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Oh no, Kevin doesn't want to be here. Please don't go. Not today. Oh, it's beautiful. It's December. You'll love it in Cleveland. Keep being here. But initially it was like, wow, he just seems pissed because like, I don't understand why he'd be angrier now today or this week, whatever, right now than he was coming into the season.
I'm confused. Where are you getting the anger thing from?
No, when I say anger, I mean Kevin being done with the situation.
Okay, yeah, because I don't think he's angry about it, even if he's done with the situation. I think he's just, it's time to move on.
Yeah, but what...
I think there's a resignation attached to that. It's not necessarily anger. It's just the idea that he's just hit a point here where he's not going to win, and it just is what it is.
216-474-0092. We did throw out the question of who gets credit.
Did I explain that right or no?
No, I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I was just going to move on to the Cavs thing.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. But who gets credit if Shador becomes the long-term starter now? There was conflicting here. I don't know who had it first or who is the originator of it. I know Chris Fedor wrote something about this. I know Sam Amico had something about this as well. But basically, it is tantamount to teams around the NBA are monitoring the Cavs.
Yeah.
With specific to like Darius Garland, just seeing like what happens here and wonders if we actually might be getting closer to a Cavs reset.
Yeah, and I don't know if it would happen this year or if it happened after the season and you see the results, but this is the conversation now. And like, are you closer to the idea of what Darius said in the offseason, how he thought that if he stayed healthy, they would have won the title? Or are you closer to what it feels like some fan sentiment is that he's just too injured of a player and you're wasting your time with Darius as a core member?
I'm probably a little bit of both. I'm in a weird spot where I think I've gone from completely like, nah, this is a big nothing burger. It's the beginning of the season, that kind of stuff, to being like, all right, a lot of the problems you have are pretty fixable. Are there bigger problems than we realize? Like when you're talking about effort and want to and playing together, like those are the most fixable problems on the planet unless they're not. Well, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But you can't fix Darius's toe, though. That's the problem that I'm having.
I don't think Darius's toe is why they're not winning. I think you've got playmakers on the court. Donovan can playmake. Lonzo Ball can playmake.
You have a lot of injuries, and that and the bench that used to be something isn't really something right now. I think Fedor had it the other day. It's the second least productive bench in the entire NBA. Like there are, it's a little bit different, but I do think the Darius toe thing. I think it's a massive deal in my mind.
I don't want to say it's not a deal because I mean it has to be. He's their point guard. The offense with him on the court when he's healthy and doing well it's a different offense, right? But like in terms of the offense is meant to exist without a pure point guard, and basically because there have been moments where you take him off the court and Donovan runs the offense and you're still scoring a butt ton of points. Like I don't think the ball moving right now, I guess maybe what I'm trying to say is I think it's a gross oversimplification to say, the offense, it's about Darius's injury. I think it's a part of it, but There's a lot of finger pointing going on. I think Donovan's incredibly frustrated while also having one of his best seasons we've ever seen from him. Like, there's just something stinks in this scenario, and maybe it's just a confluence of issues, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Evan's the focal point of the offense and he's not the guy, or he's not ready to be the guy. Maybe it is missing the point guard. Maybe you miss Ty Jerome more than we realize. Lonzo's not healthy enough to play every night. Maybe it's just a lot of stuff. But man, at some point there's just a moment where you would just expect them to snap out of it. It still might be a little early for it, but the basketball's just so bad. That game on Saturday was just
That's kind of it,
you
right?
You can't ignore that
game. And then Fedor talking about it and how he goes into the locker rooms and can really digest this stuff. The fact that Fedor is talking about how it looked somber and it looked dejected and that's a problem. That's a problem when we're this early into the season and you have players that seem as if they're just dejected and they feel like there's no answer.
Now, I do think when you hear teams around the NBA are monitoring the Cavs, I think the rest of the NBA has waited for Kobe Altman to blink for a couple years, and I think with roster construction, because I think other teams have hardlined him. It's like, no, we're not going to give you 100% value on Darius or Evan or Jared or anybody because we don't have to, because you're the guy that needs to make the move. They've tried to pigeonhole the Cavs into a point of desperation, and the Cavs' response has been, well, then we're not going to trade one of our core pieces.
Which is the same response that the Guardians make, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, like they're not going to put themselves in a position to lose any of these trades. But I will be interested to see if they take calls, if they kind of shop around. I don't think they will. I think it'd be shocking if Kobe Altman was like, all right, now we wave the white flag. After the season, sure. Yeah, let's talk about it. But right now, it just doesn't seem like the right time.
Yeah, and I struggle to find, listen, it's already hard enough to make these moves at all. Now put a time limit on it at the trade deadline. I also am trying to find, like, okay, I don't think it's Darius. I don't think Darius is the odd man out. I think it's Jarrett. Like, it's always been Jarrett. And I think the second that they get the appropriate value offer for Jarrett, I don't think Jarrett will be here anymore. And that's not no discredit to him. It's just I think it's a little easy for Evan to fall back offensively or defensively on his ways, on not being the guy, when he has Jarrett to fall back on.
I agree. I think it's going to be Jarrett as well. The problem, though, is that you do have to at some point decide if Darius is just too injured of a player to move forward.
Yeah, I think the problem is if you make that decision, what are you going to get for him?
Well, and so that's where I think the report kind of suggests, like, the idea that you're going to have teams that are open to trades and all these other things. It's like, well, if they're open to it, then why are we just getting rid of what you think is already damaged goods?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, okay,
if it's good enough for these other teams, and clearly there's still a belief that he can do it at a high level.
So, like, New Orleans. New Orleans has been kind of linked to Darius Garland for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got Trey Murphy. They've got Herb Jones. They've got some interesting pieces. Here's a problem, though. One, there's only a certain number of deals you can make because of the salary cap. And two, Trey Murphy's a really nice player. I don't know he's worth truly Darius. When they're at their both, I think that's a problem. Is any guy you're going to get at his best is going to have 75% of the impact of Darius? And for a long time, I could fall back on, well, but if he's 75% of the impact, but he fits twice as well, there's some math that evens out there. I don't know anymore. Because now I don't know that Donovan and Evan's timelines. Like, well, I think we're in a weird position where I think because Evan hasn't really turned.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Turned the corner yet. I don't think you can any... I don't think... let's not bank on that anymore. You know, like, I think we have to stop acting like that's a certain thing. So all of a sudden, the pairing of Donovan and Evan is just an automatic. As long as you have those two guys, you're going to win a championship in the next 5 years. I no longer feel that way.
I know. It feels like it's just such a different vibe and a different mentality than what we were talking about very recently with this Cavs team. That's what a 14-11 start does to you when you're like the eighth seed right now. But it's just so different than what it was last year. It is. It feels night and day right now.
I mean, even, and it was funny, like people were acting like Feeder was predicting the Hindenburg disaster when he was like, it was really somber in the locker room after the, he was just saying what the mood was like.
He was reporting. That's what you're supposed to do. You go in the locker rooms and you tell people what's going on.
But I do think, like, vibes are down. And maybe this is a better way to put it. I don't know if it's simple as you need a good three-game stretch or if you're just in a spot where, and I don't think it's that it's run its course. I think it's that you're just, it's the 7 year itch, right? Like, you've all made your sacrifices, you've all done it. And because you haven't broken through yet, there's a little bit of, we've been to this bar and we keep coming back to this bar and we're now in our 40s, that kind of thing.
I guess. I wonder, though, if they do look at it like he's always going to deal with this toe injury right now for the rest of this season, and if they do want to capitalize on Mobley and Donovan, I would advise against it. I want Darius on this team. I don't think it's going to happen, but I do think it's interesting that and some of the teams mentioned in this, the Kings, the Raptors, the Warriors, the Timberwolves, the Nets, like there are teams out there that would show interest and could maybe take it beyond just this season for the development or really continued development of Darius.
I just don't know. What are they going to offer? You know what I mean? And also...
Right. Well, yeah, you got to make the monies match and everything like that. It's tough.
Do we know for a fact that the Cavs view Darius as the... I don't say the problem, but as the problem?
No, I mean, I think when Darius himself says after last season, like, hey, if I don't get injured, everything goes a little bit differently, and then he is once again injured, and then he's back dealing with these injuries, I would imagine there's some people around the Cavs that are like, man, if he could just stay healthy, this would be a different equation. But how many years can you say that?
216-474-0092. Teams are around the NBA are monitoring the Cavs. Obviously, that leads us to believe there could be teams laying in wait is what I was trying to say with the Cavaliers. Is Darius the odd man out? I think it's Jared Allen. I think that's the first domino to go. John in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Yes, make this brief. So anyways, I think our problem is I'm a season ticket holder. I go to all the games, 62 years old, old school basketball. Nobody's crashing the boards underneath. You know, these rebounds that these guys are getting, even Dean Wade, he's a big boy. Get under and get those, go get those rebounds, offensive, defensive rebounds, to win a basketball game. We got the scoring power when we go to the hole. Okay, when the three comes, that's fine also. But nobody's underneath rebounding. We need a couple bigs under there.
So we appreciate the call. I disagree. Well, you're right that they're not rebounding and they're not doing. To me, that's effort. Like I think the Cavs have all the size you need between Evan and Jarrett and DeAndre Hunter. I think you have enough size to get what you want. I think you don't have the effort. I think the offense is more of a problem because the ball isn't moving.
They're 11th in rebounds in the NBA, and they're 8th in offensive rebounds in the NBA. The rebounding isn't the issue.
I think the effort is.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
That's what bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah, and that's fair. I get it. I mean, like, listen, when you watch these games, there's no reason why what happened on Saturday night should ever happen with this Cavs team. But this is like, it's such a stark contrast to what we went through last year, where it felt like every game was just like, all right, we're going to win tonight. It's just by how many. And I used to have this early on in the season. They'd get down in these games, and then they'd have that third quarter. The third quarter just turned into these awesome displays of just being able to erase deficits, kind of do what they did last year with the Cavalanche. And this year, they just don't have that.
So I also think the other way to kind of look at this is every year there's either been forward progress or You just, like, your longest, like, lull has been
a couple games. That was their big line, right? It was always the linear growth. That's always what they were preaching for three straight years. We watched them talk about how they were getting better and better, and the linear growth was there. And you're right. It does feel like a step backwards now.
It feels like the stereotypical seven-year itch.
But does that mean, did they peak last year?
I think that's the concern.
Like, that's the scary part. You have to be scared about that. And if, like, especially if Evan's not taking the growth that was supposed to go ahead and have every part of this just launch off, like, yeah, it's very concerning.
Is Darius the odd man out? Teams around the NBA are monitoring the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll have more on that, more of your reaction, and the Peterlin pass in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.